Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson, who is the Cass County Iowa State University Extension Program Coordinator. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, we're going to talk about a topic that is really important to most everybody. We're going to talk about money. And you have a particular course coming up, so let's talk about that.
Okay, we have the Money Talk Financial Education Series for Women, and we're very excited to be hosting it here in Cass County. It's a program Extension does across the state, and actually that Extension does across a multiple state area. We're using a workbook and materials from another Extension system, but it's a fantastic curriculum. Gets rave reviews, and we're really excited to be hosting it here.
And so when you're saying you're hosting it here, you may be having some people, and people are invited from, I guess, whoever can hear our voices.
Absolutely, yes. Anyone is invited to come. We will be holding it here in Atlantic at the Cass County Community Center every Thursday evening in March. What is exciting to me about that is a couple things. Number one, we do host it in locations around Iowa several times a year, but it's also available anytime online. But for folks who maybe don't feel comfortable doing the online course and who want that interaction and discussion, we definitely invite folks to come here. The other nice thing is it is a $75 course online, and because of local sponsorships, we are offering it in Cass County for only $25.
Great investment of money, I think. $25. It includes a lot of information, your workbook, and the contacts with local people. I'm thinking that's one of the great benefits about coming to the class.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And we will talk about the basics of financial literacy, basically everything that you know or might need to know about finances. We will have local female financial professionals presenting at all of our sessions. So you'll have a familiar face in the community or get familiar with a face in the community. And those folks will be answering questions based on their experience and relating that to whatever your level of comfort is in those areas of finance.
So you said these are on Thursdays. What are the dates?
Okay, well, we'll just run down the schedule real quick. We will start on Thursday, March 5th, talking about financial basics. On Thursday, March 10th, we'll talk about insurance essentials. Our guest speaker will be Tammy Cullen. On March 17th, we'll talk about the fundamentals of investing with Jenny Johnson. On the 24th, we'll talk about retirement realities with Megan Roberts. And on March 31st, we'll talk about legal issues with Jody Lawrence.
Okay, so as you said, you mentioned the local folks that have had lots of experience that are going to be here. And so then in addition to the actual presentations, questions, discussion, you know, is there a basic presentation to start with plus the discussion?
Yes, absolutely. Like I mentioned, we're using an Extension curriculum that's used across the region. It does come with not only the information in the presentations, but each participant will also get a 190-page workbook so they can put in their own numbers, their own situations. That's not something you turn back into us. That's something you keep. You set your own goals. In between times, we'll help you get started on little baby steps you can do to figure out what your goals are and then take a tiny step towards reaching that goal before you come back the next week. So kind of give you a little friendly push in the direction of meeting the goals, but they're goals that you set for yourself. We don't set the goals for you or tell you where you should be. You look at the information, look at where you are, and figure out what you want your goals to be.
And talking about that push, I think, you know, we often know we need to do this, we need to do this, we need to do this, and it just gets set aside because something else comes along. So now people will have set aside this time to work on it.
Yes, and setting aside that time to invest in yourself and your finances is really critical, because, you know, if you hear news stories all the time and things about the value of compound interest, and, you know, putting aside that money now, taking that time now to make a plan before you get to the crisis where you need insurance, before you get to 5 years from retirement and realize you don't have a plan, before you get to, you know, a legal issue where you don't have all the documents in order that you need. Just doing this for your own peace of mind to say, you know what, in these areas I'm doing great, in these areas I have a little bit of work, but now I have a plan, I know what I'm going to do, I have the resources to do it, and I know how to get there.
Is there a kind of a particular age of women that you think this is aimed at?
No, it is for anyone who has questions about any of those areas. If you want to take charge of your money in any of those five areas and maybe feel like you don't have all the resources that you need, maybe you don't know where to start, maybe you just want to do a quick financial checkup or just get a little more information. It is appropriate for all ages, for all levels, and we will certainly make it make sense at whatever level you're at.
And I think some people may say, well, this is just for single women. I mean, it's a course for women. And what would your reply be to that?
It's for anyone who wants to know more about their money. In some cases, maybe women are the financial head of household. In some cases, maybe women are not even sure what bills are paid month by month in the household. And of course, it certainly runs the full gamut in between. None of those are necessarily wrong or bad, but talking about that financial communication and just having that backup resource, maybe if you're not the primary financial person in the household, is always a good background to have so you understand. Of course, everybody in the household plays a role in spending, so you know having that that information and that context can help you on any level.
And so I'm thinking with a young mom, maybe this is a good background to start getting their kids. I'm thinking if you had especially teenagers, but maybe any way along the way, this would be a good way to do some communication and get everybody in the family kind of up to date.
Absolutely. And we find especially a lot of these courses, folks have a lot more fun and get a little more engaged. If you want to bring a friend, bring a neighbor, bring a family member, come with your mom, come with your kids. If you do have older kids, this would be a perfectly appropriate course for if you have a high schooler who may be going off on their own or going to college in a couple of years, bring them along, have a two or three generation conversation about money and share those resources back and forth. If you want to come with your neighbor but don't want them to see your financials, you get your own workbook. You don't have to work in pairs and talk about your financial challenges, but just having that support to talk about that class and, hey, did you remember that? Did you hear that? What did you think about that? That's kind of interesting. Can really help drive those points home and also help you build your own financial security network of folks that you feel comfortable chatting with.
You've mentioned that this is a basic curriculum, so it's proven, it's been used before and obviously gotten some really positive feedback. So you know that it's they're not going to be guinea pigs. It's a proven course. Now, you mentioned there is a $25 fee, and of course, they need to pre-register so they have material. So how do they do that?
Okay. Well, it does start on Thursday, March 3rd. So we would like to have folks registered a couple days prior to that. If they could let us know by Monday or Tuesday for sure if they're planning on coming, we need to get the books ordered so everybody has their own workbook. We need to make arrangements to have the facilities set up so everybody has a chair when they show up. But other than that, the registration brochure is available on our website. They can stop in the Cass County Extension office and grab one. They are available at businesses and organizations around town, especially all of our speakers are also helping sponsor the series, so you can stop in and visit any of those folks at Cullen & Associates, Wiggis & Johnson, Megan Roberts State Farm, or Otto Lawrence & Wiederstein, and they will get you a brochure as well.
Okay. So if you personally have some questions about that, you know, those might be good people to visit with too and say, I don't know whether I need to come to this or not. And they may be using some of these services already and saying, you know, what do you think I can learn from this? So have a good conversation there. So again, you said we need to register by Monday or Tuesday would be really good. So you get all set up. And the $25 includes what?
The $25 includes attendance at all of the sessions, all of the handouts from the sessions, as well as that 190-page workbook, goal book, all of those things to help keep you on track and with all the resources and things like that in that book. So give us a call, visit our website, or stop by the office to get signed up.
Okay, and that's the classes are 6:30 to 8:30 at the Cass County Community Center. So it's a really lots of parking, good place to have a meeting. So, Kate, we want to thank you very much for visiting with us about this Money Talk financial education course for women. And again, how do people find you online?
The easiest way is to search Cass County ISU Extension, or you can always call us 243-1132, and we'll get you there as well.
Okay, thank you very much to Kate Olson, who is the ISU Extension Program Coordinator. Until next time, this could apply to money. Don't give up what you want most for what you want now.